Madam Chairwoman, Ranking Member Roberts, and members of the committee, thank you for the opportunity to address you today. I am Eric Youngren, a fourth-generation wheat farmer from Halleck, Minnesota. I also serve as current president of the National Association of Wheat Growers. We know you and your staffs have been working diligently since last fall to craft an appropriate and well-functioning 2012 Farm Bill. Today, I hope to share some of my experiences in working my family's farm, as well as National Association of Wheat Growers safety net policy priorities. First and foremost, the nation's wheat farmers call on you to reauthorize this legislation this year before the expiration of the current bill on September 30th. Our farmers will head into their fields to begin planting the 2013 crop as soon as August of this year. They need to know what the federal farm safety net will look like to make appropriate business decisions. I am also here to reiterate a message you have heard for months and even today on this panel. We strongly oppose any reductions to the baseline available for the crop insurance program. My farm's history shows how important crop insurance has become. We farm in the Red River Valley in the northwest corner of Minnesota. Our land is prone to frequent spring flooding, heavy thunderstorms, and late or early killing frosts. Our humid summers are also conducive to yield-robbing rains. Because of these factors, crop insurance has been an important tool over the decades. In 1985, my dad insured 65% of his APH with a yield loss that would have paid a maximum of $115 per acre for a premium of $4.57. Comparatively, in 2011, I paid $11.40 an acre for a coverage of $326 in revenue. Still, this left me with unprotected expected revenue of more than $220 an acre. During the mid-90s, our wheat yields were hit a tragic blow with a disease called Fusarium head blight, commonly known as scab. Yields waffled between 15 and 25 bushels per acre, maybe up to 30, and we were thrilled to hit 40. Because crop insurance is based on historical yields, our insurance protection dropped to somewhere between $90 and $100 an acre. By the early 2000s, researchers had started to make headway on scab, but we were predominantly wet, so our yields continued to suffer. Insurance that provided $115 of protection in 1985 shrunk to provide only $91 of protection by 2000. We started purchasing crop revenue coverage, and this allowed me to insure revenue for the first time as opposed to just yield. Although this is a better tool, through the 2000s, our crop insurance protection continued to decline while we fought to rid our insurance guarantee calculation of low yields suffered through the 90s. Because of our crop rotation, we plant wheat only two or three times every 5 years. This means it can take 15 years to get a low yield worked out of our APH calculation. Some well-timed disaster programs kept many farmers in our area afloat through the low production years of the 90s and early 2000. On behalf of the farmers in my area, I would like to thank the committee members for creating revenue-based crop insurance. These products have evolved over time to provide economical options for the premium that is shared between farmers and the nation's taxpayers. While our farm has benefited tremendously from the evolution of the crop insurance program, the National Association of Wheat Growers realizes crop insurance by itself is not a fully functioning safety net. We recognize different production areas of the country rely on different farm programs. Therefore, we support multiple safety net programs, including a disaster program in Title I. As you modify Title I in the 2012 bill, we urge you to outline programs that follow these principles. They must be dependable and understandable for farmers and their farm partners. They must be affordable and defensible to the taxpayer. They must be defensible to our nation's trading partners. And we ask you to ensure that spending within Title I, including funding for direct payments, remains in Title I. NOG supports a revenue-based program modeled on acre and sure, with an on-farm trigger and coverage by commodity on as many planted acres versus base acres as possible. We believe coverage close to the farm provides a more effective safety net for farms with losses than coverage at the state, crop reporting district, or county levels. We also ask you to ensure that any program changes do not affect planting decisions and allow producers planting flexibility, which has been a central tenet to the last three farm bills. On behalf of the nation's wheat farmers, I appreciate your attention to my perspective on our nation's agricultural risk management programs and that of the National Association of Wheat Growers. We are committed to working with you and the vast array of other stakeholders in the coming months as you outline a path forward through these serious and uncharted fiscal times. I'm happy to answer any questions you may have.